I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Welcome, evolutionary activists, to this week's podcast episode. Today, I would like to talk about an aster plant that I have on my roof deck. It's a perennial plant that blooms in the late summer and into the fall. And this aster plant, along about mid-August, will start to form these small little buds, these little round buds, and the plant will be absolutely covered with all of these buds. And I love watching to see when the first bud will open up. And eventually, one tiny little bud will open up into this sweet little purple flower. And then before long, of course, another one will open up, and then another one, and then another one, and then pretty soon the whole plant is in glorious bloom and covered with these little purple flowers. And I wanted to talk about that today because I see that aster plant as very much like humanity. We tend to think of ourselves as these separate individual selves, like these little buds, and when they're enclosed in their own little encapsulated existence. But in fact, it's one plant. And as we as a species flower into the fullness of our potential and into the fullness of our awareness of our interbeingness and our interconnectivity with all of life, with all of existence, as we do that, it's like these little buds that are opening up, flowering, as though we can look around and see, oh, that person's really flowering, like they really get it. I can see they're living in joy and they're expansive and they're not caught up in the torment of this story of isolation and all of that. And boy, I sure wish I could be like that. And pretty soon this envy can take hold, or this jealousy about some other person's spiritual state. We might look to them and be envious that they're more, quote, enlightened than we are, more, quote, awakened than we are. And it's so ironic because all that's happening is as more and more people open up and flower like that into the fullness of our potential, it's simply a demonstration of what we all are and what we are all moving towards. And so I wanted to offer that today because when we are in that sort of enclosed and inward looking and that egoic state of being cut off and separate, we're looking inward and we're believing that we are separate from the rest of the plant, when in fact the rest of the plant is just exhibiting what we ourselves are capable of. So I wanted to simply bring this to our attention because I think it helps us to rest in the knowledge that this spiritual blossoming, this opening up of our potential, is something that is endemic to who we are. It is a natural process that's happening. And we don't have to despair about that. All we need to do is to allow it to happen. And sure, there have been, the masters who have demonstrated the fullness of that capacity. People like the Buddha, people like Jesus, people like Mahatma Gandhi, so many have really expressed the fullness of human potential. And we can look at them not from a place of envy, but from a place of gratitude, and think, wow, that's what I am. In my essence, that's what I am. And to understand that when that person blossoms, I'm blossoming, because there is no separateness. So I am, in fact, blossoming when these other buds are opening and blossoming, because it's all one thing. It's all one life. So I wanted to bring that to you this week, because you may feel like you're on the spiritual path, and maybe you feel like you're stumbling and you get caught and triggered and caught up in that egoic mind and that idea of I, and you find yourself maybe drawn into those thoughts of attack and blame and all of that. And you might actually start getting down on yourself about that and feel like, oh, I'm not making progress. Oh, I'm no good. I can never do this. I'm never destined to awaken. And all of that is just story. It's just a story. It's nothing more. It's just a story. Because within you, within each of us, is that, I'll call it the DNA of our spiritual blossoming. Just like that aster plant, within the DNA of that plant is the coding for each of those buds to open. That's what they're there for, and that's what they're going to do. So I wanted to offer that to you this week, if you're feeling a little bit caught or whatever, or envious or troubled that other people maybe are getting this 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 awakening stuff more than you are, just don't fret it. It's all fine, because we're all blossoming, and we're blossoming together. And we are destined to blossom, because that is, in fact, who and what we are. And so until next week, I bid you peace.